What's up, everyone?
Welcome to a quick bonus
announcement
segment of the Encore Room.
This is the first one
ever.
We're literally like breaking into your phones, like how you two suddenly showed up on our iPhones that one time.
That was bullshit. Fuck Bono.
It's still there.
Is it? Yeah, sometimes it just plays, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a nightmare.
And I'm always like, why is this playing? We are your
name. Hello, hello, hola, please call.
Is that
what
the
is
song?
The, no.
I can't
what
even think
song?
Of a U2 song.
I just said Vertigo. It's not Vertigo.
You had Vertigo?
No.
Okay, people. You're probably
what
like.
What is that song?
I don't know any U2 songs.
What's, yes, you do.
What's weird is Phoebe Robinson of Two Dope Queens is obsessed with Bono.
I fucking
She calls him Bon Bon.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Anyways.
We're
not here to talk about Bono.
Today we are scrubbing into your on-call room without notice.
Yeah. There is no notice.
Like, what's an example of someone just surprised? Oh, like Addison in season one of Grey's.
Just dropping bombs with fur coats.
I was going to say, here we are. We are red lipstick. We are fur coats.
Or like Adele hitting the floor.
Or like that time Chief got electrocuted.
Or who else just randomly shows up? Ellis being not Alzheimer-y anymore.
Oh, yeah. Just here she is.
Lucid.
Lucid. I was going to say flaccid.
Here she is. Ellis being flaccid.
And then we have, you know, we're like Thatcher, a real slap in the face.
We're like Kelly, wanting a baby.
We're like George and Kelly, went to Vegas, got married.
We're like Burke, leaving you at the altar.
We're like, Mama, shaving your eyebrows. Oh, these are good. I think we should end it there before we get unfunny.
We're like Meredith, cutting you out of your wedding dress. We're cutting you out of our lives.
I thought you were like, I was picturing like in The Revenant.
What if
Leonardo
it was like, this was our end. Like, we're cutting you out of our lives. Oh. Season 3 is over.
We're not doing
it's
the finale.
The end.
It's not, you guys. Okay, but we have a cool thing. Like, okay, first of all, this is the perfect time to do this. I'm going to look you in the eye and tell you how thankful I am for you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And that's the right thing to say. You guys, the only reason the podcast has been surviving is because Brie is a hero and her summaries are so good and the Instagram is popping. So thank you.
Hey, you know what? Thank you.
I hope someday I can repay the favor.
I will. For the first year of the podcast. So
I know, but I just know it's very, if we are a seesaw, we are different right now and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you.
Someday we will be able to flip.
We will saw out.
We will saw out. Okay.
This is the announcement.
This is the announcement. We are doing the GGB Awards, the Grey's Goosebumps Awards.
It's a big deal.
It's
similar
the first time.
To the Oscars.
The Emmys.
The Tonys.
The
Golden Globes.
Golden, I was like, what's the G?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Grammys.
You know, forget the EGOT. This is the GIGOT. You don't have the EGOT. You don't have the EGOT until you get the GGB award.
Truth. So, we have a little opportunity for you guys.
Is there a way for us to read some of the categories? Like, so that people can know
I
what
can
they're
just
in for?
Remember them.
Okay, so basically, at the end of the season, we thought it'd be really fun to hand out some mock awards, except not really, they're real, to our favorite scenes, actors. Brie will go through that in a second. And have you guys vote. This isn't just our opinions, we want yours.
We've already had some people who have cast their ballots. So thank you to everyone who has. I don't really know where to find this.
Well, you just tell us what the categories are.
Okay. So we have best actor, we have best actress, we have best supporting actor, best supporting actress, we have best kiss, mm-hmm. we have best death, We have favorite thing that happened in our lives.
Like, oh yeah, yeah,
like our lives.
Like, yeah, like Donna.
Like Donna's on there, or like Abby getting explosive diarrhea after eating too much cheese.
Yep.
It happened, you guys.
Yeah,
you were all there for it.
Yeah.
We also have best, like, favorite patient or favorite, yep, like,
storyline,
guest appearance.
Yep.
There's probably about 12 of them, and we are going to record it all and put it out for all of you to listen.
Yep.
Lucky you guys, this is going to be a bonus episode that everyone has access to.
Yes. So to clear up, the episode that will actually air to all of you. However, if you want to cast your vote, the only link to where this is currently in the Facebook page, which, as you know, is a award of being a $2 donator to our Patreon account. So if you want to cast your vote, you just need to go to www.patreon.com/theoncallroom and become a $2 a month, it's an intern level, and we'll put the link in the Patreon page, and then you should see it once you donate, and it's great. You can vote, you can join the Facebook page, it'll be fun.
A lot of other benefits besides voting, it's popping in there right there.
Yeah.
Right there? right now,
yeah.
There's a lot of people chatting, saying things. Tonight when we recorded, we posted something asking beforehand if there was anything you wanted us to discuss about the episode. So, do it.
Yeah.
And you only have a limited amount of time to do it. So this is posting right now, whenever we post this. And you have until August 19th at midnight. That's Sunday, August 19th, to become a patron. We check it every day. We check it multiple times a day. So
yep.
When you donate, go to the Facebook group, look up the On Call Room Listener Squad, ask to be a member, we'll approve you, and the link is pinned at the top of the group.
We will also pin this, I just saw it was in the Patreon page,
yeah,
hidden under the awards. So if you are, once you donate, it should show up for you.
Yeah, but still join the group.
Yeah, and that's all.
And get ready, because these awards are gonna be dope.
We are leaving right now, like Burke leaving the altar.
We are leaving like Meredith dying.
We are leaving like Derek getting hit by a car.
Oh fuck, we are leaving like George getting hit by a bus.
Wait, so many. We are leaving like Izzy with cancer and she pops back up and then she dies again.
We are leaving like Lexi being crushed under a plane.
We are leaving like
Sloane being in a really long coma.
That old guy at the end of that.
That's how we're leaving.
Actually, woman, but yeah, really sadly. But we'll be back. So I hope you enjoyed this.
And I guess we'll call time of death.
Yeah.
Oh, also, a little late to say this now, but spoiler alert to all that shit we just said. Time of death 22:26.
I'd like to rate this episode 10 snail holes.
Beep.
But.